The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Today we'll tell you about the final verdict on the striped bass season that came out the other day. Nothing unexpected there. Also talk about a little bit about the General Assembly, if you like, no real harm, thank goodness, was done to hunting this year in the General Assembly, and that's a good thing. Sometimes not passing a bill is better than passing a bill. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we go on. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We hope you will be able to call in and participate this today with this show. The subject matter is pretty much up to you unless, you know, we don't have anybody on the line, and then we'll try to come up with something. I mean, there's surely something happening in the outdoors these days, I can imagine. So that's the plan. Phone call. Questions, comments, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing? Good. You know, we have Superior spray linings and Maryland linings on the we've had them on the show for forever, for decades, and they have moved to mil-spec liners, so our commercials are now entitled mil-spec rather than the other brand. Same locations, same principles. I just spray in a different product for your truck bed liner, which is and other truck accessories as well. It's just a kind of a switch in the brand. So we've been working with Bobby Hawkins and Jack for years and years and years. So we recorded some new commercials, and one of them wasn't quite up to my standards or Aaron's standards. So we're going to play it for you now, and we hope that if you need any truck equipment, or if you happen to have a naked truck bed, or you're, you know, purchasing a new vehicle or need some of that kind of work done, you know, listen along, and maybe it'll inspire you to give them a call. Why don't you play that, Aaron?
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
There you go. That was easy, wasn't it? Yeah, Aaron. All right, Aaron, stand by to take a few calls. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to be stopping at Bell Creek Equipment today. Their open house was yesterday and Thursday. had a little rain a couple days and some wind, but and I was out of town those 2 days down in Wicomico County and Somerset County on Thursday, and yesterday I was in, goodness gracious, I was in Calvert and St. Mary's and all the way down to Southern Maryland yesterday, talking to seafood people, talking to, you know, people about invasive species and things like that. So, excuse me. We'll just tell you, Bell Creek Equipment Preston, they're having their open house today with fun and deals for the whole family, baby goats for the kids and Caroline County Humane Society adoption dogs. There's going to be food and refreshments as well. There's a lot of tractors and mowers and UTVs and accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment right there on Dover Road in Preston. Now, listen, they're going to have some factory reps there, too. So you'll be able to, you know, bend those guys' ear and maybe even bend their arm a little bit for if you're looking for, new mower or a new tractor or some equipment. But they're going to have Branson tractors and LS tractors and TYM and Bad Boy tractors and mowers, Coyote tractors and UTVs, X-Mark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment, Echo Equipment. And they have this stuff called BYRNE, B-Y-R-N-E, I believe, which is personal protection. It's not pepper spray, but it is a very, very effective deterrent that will disable a person, if you're concerned about, you know, where you are and you just happen to have this thing on your key ring or in your pocket. You might want to check that out as well. They do pretty well with that stuff. And there's three-point hitch equipment, too, like Tar River tillers and Ironcraft and no-till plotters. If you need any equipment for the farm or for your yard or for your home, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment Open House, just today. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road. That's in Preston. 410-673-2700, or visit their website, which is extensive, bellcreekequipment.net. That number at Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. I stopped by. They have a new brand out there that I didn't list, Ventrac, and man, cool-looking equipment. They have four of those mowers on display, four of those pieces of equipment. They're basically anything you want to do with the front end. They've got some logger stuff. They've got some brush hogs and very cool looking stuff. So, morning, John B. How are you? It was a good week. Yep, I'll tell Robin you said hello. Thank you, buddy. Anyway, here we are, 410-922-6680. Every day I go out in the field, I meet new people and I learn things, and it's, I engage in conversation. I tend to be a little bit gregarious, and some people don't appreciate it. I say good day and good morning and how you doing and, all that stuff to people. I open the door for somebody, and they're leaving the convenience store, and I'll say have a good day. And, sometimes they'll just glare at you, and sometimes they'll acknowledge that you said something and you're YouTube or whatever. Anyway, I was getting a coffee yesterday on the way home down in Southern Maryland. Saw this fellow standing there, old scroungy looking guy, kind of. He had a 442 Oldsmobile hat on, and I said, "See, you're an Oldsmobile fan." He goes, "Yeah, I got a 67 I'm like, "Oh wow, that's cool." And growing up in that era, of course, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And 1967 Oldsmobile 442, that was one of the hot licks, one of the top muscle cars of the day. And he said, "Yeah, I'm rebuilding it." He said, "I found one. I put a motor and a transmission in it, and we're rebuilding it." And I said, "Oh, you're not running?" He goes, "Oh, no, it runs." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." Then we started talking about asparagus. He was worried about the weather. He's trying to figure out how to get his asparagus plants in, and he was telling me all about how you plant asparagus and what the crown was and how you planted it. And, once the sun came up, it would sprout. And once it sprouted, then you would, you'd cover the whole thing up. And then once it sprouted, you'd, anyway, he went through the whole process with the goal of, taking his asparagus to market. He said, "Yeah, I've got asparagus plants that are 25 years old down there." I'm like, "So they're perennial. He says, yeah, but, you know, after 25, 30 years, he said, they get a little, you know, they're not quite like they were. I'm like, okay. Well, I learned a lot about asparagus from a conversation at a convenience store yesterday, and I just love that part of what I do, you know. And I see customers that have been with me as far as our Maryland Loves Crabs magazine and Maryland Hunting Quarterly and others. I see our customers, and one lady was very, very busy, very busy. It looked like there were people either having a church service or a funeral or something like that. They'd come in to get some sandwiches, and I walked in and I said to one of the fellows standing there, I said, we have a church service here, and he just kind of laughed, and the owner turned around, and she looked at me, and I did a thumbs up or thumbs down, and she returned a thumbs up, and I said, we're good to go. You know, your ad's in the magazine. So when you have that kind of relationship with people, you know, you don't need to go and discuss a lot of stuff, because when you do your job good the first time, like we do in the magazines, you know, people appreciate it. So thumbs up on that one. And so changed a year on this one from been in business for 37 years to 38 years. Put in, you know, the established date in this one and everything. I just changed the background color. Just kind of stuff that you just kind of love to do, you know, and I enjoy that. I enjoy that. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Why don't we let our first caller dictate what we want to talk about, and I'll just keep yakking. I'll just keep yakking until then. But if we're not, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you what the press release said from DNR this week. The Secretary of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced a change to the size limit for the striped bass recreational and charter boat fishery for the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, including Maryland tributaries of the Potomac River, effective 12:01 a.m. May 16th, 2024, the minimum size for striped bass is 19 inches, and the maximum size for striped bass is 24 inches. This rule is effective for the 2024 striped bass summer and fall season, which runs from May 16th through July 15th. Then there's a two-week break, and it runs from August 1st through December 10th. Now, what is missing in that we didn't already know? Well, it was up in the air whether they were going to be able to establish a third closed week, the first week of August, because of the heat, which was what they were trying to do. Apparently, that has not gone through. That has failed. So there are two closed weeks of the season, July 16th through the end of July. And all other rules, including those established by emergency regulation, which close all Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries to targeting striped bass from April 1st through May 15th, and the Susquehanna Flats, Susquehanna River, and Northeast River to targeting striped bass from April 1st through May 31st, remain the same. So you're not allowed to target striped bass on the Susquehanna Flats, the Susquehanna River, and the Northeast River till the end of May, till May 31st. And that remains the same. So there you are. There you are. This action is necessary to implement the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Atlantic Striped Bass. Now we know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to talk to you. Why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about while you're getting ready to call, why don't we talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's? You know, I went by there yesterday. I go by there quite often, and I am amazed by the amount of stuff in Backyard Billy's. I guess it's their front yard. I don't know. You go in on one side of the building, and that would be their backyard. Their Backyard Billy's backyard is on Route 50. The amount of sheds, the amount of picnic tables, the amount of Adirondack chairs, the amount of gym sets for the kids, the amount of big stuff for your backyard, like I mentioned before, the pergolas and the gazebos and that type of thing, the amount of greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops is absolutely amazing to me how much stuff is out there. And if you're looking for anything for your backyard, well, Backyard Billy's, I mean, any store, any shop, any business named, the first name is Backyard, that tends to tell you what their focus is. That's right. So if you've got a shed or you pick up some of that stuff, there's free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. Free delivery actually within 60 miles of their store location. So don't be afraid to ask about it, have it delivered. So make sure you stop by and see all the new stuff for your backyard at Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com. Hearth America, that's their heat division, let's call it that. They have a Facebook page. The phone number there is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. That's Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. But keep in mind that Backyard Billy's, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, stopped by Clyde Sports Shop the other day, too, and talked to Mike for a little bit. But they're stocked up. They're ready to go fishing. And just waiting for the weather to break a little bit, and everybody will be out there. Of course, they still have live bait. They've got plenty of frozen bait for catfish or, you know, whatever you like to fish live bait for. They do have those black salty minnows, which are good for snakeheads and, if you're targeting larger fish. A lot of people use them for, believe it or not, inland stripers. Clyde's is in Baltimore, so there's some inland stripers in Liberty Reservoir and Piney Run Park. So when I say inland stripers, I talk about striped bass that live, grow, and spawn in freshwater only. And don't have any need for the bay or the bay tributaries. They're stocked in those two locations. And these great big minnows are wonderful for those as well. But they're ready for crabbing season. Some of the things that I did learn was that tarred line, T-A-R-R-E-D, many people use it for trot lines. Can't get it. It is gone from the landscape. Clyde's was the last bastion of tarred line, and they have sold out. They've sold their last spool. I think one fellow came in and bought 500-yard spools of tarred line, and it is gone from Maryland now, unless you can find it somewhere else. But I would tell you that Clyde's can't get it. But they do have trot lines and ready-rigged trot lines for crabbing. They have all the nets and equipment that you need. Crabbing season did come in. And some folks will be using their traps and their pots off their deck and everything else. And Clyde's has all that stuff. They got crab bait and even have crab steamers and seasoning. So Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. It's either Lansdowne or Halethorpe. I don't know, 21227. You look it up. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957. They also have all the hunting stuff, too. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. And they're getting ready for turkey season coming up. And we'll talk to you more about some of the Browning firearms later. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81. Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the
chain. There you go. Way to sing it, Hank. We love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
What's going on? I'm listening.
Okay. My question is, with the blue catfish and it's spread throughout the bay.
Right.
It doesn't take an expert to say that this is going to be a huge challenge as far as an invasive species. But
right.
In particular, what do we know, what do the biologists know about its impact on the blue crab population? And if you have any specifics.
To answer your question, every study of what these fish eat includes blue crabs. Their primary fish their primary forage is soft fin fish, like, you know, every catfish. They don't like the spines, but they eat white perch. They eat herring. They eat hickory shad. They eat gizzard shad. Gizzard shad is actually one of the preferred baits for them. If they can catch them, they'll eat alewife. But they are very opportunistic, and they are very, very top-tier predator. So, yeah, they eat a lot of crabs. There was just a video the other day that I saw somebody in Southern Maryland had. They had, sorry about the graphic picture, but here's what's happening to our crab population. It showed the contents of a blue cat stomach, which included a bunch of crabs. But there's a study. You ask for specifics. University in Salisbury, Maryland, there's a professor there who has done a study on what they eat. DNR has done a few studies on what they eat, and it's all pretty much the same, whatever they can get a hold of, and they don't have a preference for any particular thing, but their diet does include plenty of blue crabs. One of my friends in Northeast caught one 2 years ago, opened it up, had six crabs in it. So there's your part of your answer. It's part of the problem. It's not the only problem.
Understood. And meanwhile, further to your details, in one of the studies, they said that every single blue crab that was mature of any significant size, every single one had blue crab in its stomach as far as what recent meals. And I'm just wondering, you know, if the state is going to be really aggressive in harvesting the blue catfish population. You know, I read and saw...
Well, here's the thing. Here's the watermen. If the watermen could make any money on it, they'd be out there targeting them as well. Okay?
But, and I agree on that. And also, with the catfish, because of some federal laws and favoritism for commercial catfish farmers, I believe there's a USDA inspector required.
That's correct.
Plants that have it.
That's correct.
Something that needs to be addressed, you know, years ago, because the horse is out of the barn, and, you know, it's too little too late, it would appear.
Well, there's language. There's somewhere. There's language in the upcoming farm bill to correct that.
Okay, and I'm just hoping they can be very aggressive on this because, I mean, it's going to take, I'm going to say, state intervention on this on a commercial scale because there's only so much catfish that the region's going to, you know, consume as far
well,
as,
well, you know, the state, to defend the state, they have applied to the federal government for emergency funding, emergency regulations, which would pay the watermen more, which would help, you know, develop certain processes. And I just read the other day that two of our congressmen secured $5.6 million to help with this program. And what that will do, it will be able to allow, for example, the processing plant in Tillman to modernize a little bit, to expand a little bit, to maybe, you know, the only processing plant that focuses on blue catfish, and I mean we've got a lot of middlemen in this state, but the one that is focused on it that processes the absolute most blue catfish has every pound of blue catfish sold because it's becoming more and more popular. Number one, it's delicious. Number two, it's not as expensive as other fish, including rockfish. You know, rockfish is $16, $19 a pound. Blue catfish is less than $10 primarily. But they have four women who partial the cuts of the catfish. So they've got, let's say, 15 people that are skinning them and filleting, or 15 people that are filleting as many catfish as they can fillet in a day. The fillets go in a bin. The bin goes to the skinning machine. There's one skinning machine that can do one fillet at a time. And the fillet comes off the skinning machine, and it goes down the line, and there's humans portioning those pieces of fillet. There's not a machine that is, you know, that portions it. There's not a machine that focuses on wrapping it. There's not a machine, more machines other than this hand-fed machine that skins these catfish. I've been there, you know, and the technology is out there. You know, they just don't have the funding to do that. And the watermen that are focused on blue catfish for something to do this time of year are trot lining these catfish. They're getting paid 20 cents a pound. You know, and the most they get paid is like 50 cents a pound. Now, granted, you bring in a thousand pounds of catfish at 50 cents a pound, that's $500. But what's that fuel cost you per day under this administration, okay, motorboat fuel?
Okay. All right, and I'm with you on this, okay? And here's the thing, okay, for the box populi, all right, any fish product, you know, and especially locally, that's in the $10 a pound range.
Yeah.
What really needs to happen, okay, and how it happens is anyone's guess. Meanwhile, you need catfish at the price of chicken, okay? We're talking ways there. Now, people say that it may never happen that way, and that's possible. But again, you're $10 a pound for catfish. Come on.
Oh, listen, man, I get it, but it's whatever the market will bear. You know, it's whatever the market will bear.
And I'm with you on that. The thing is this, there are people who think that this is going to be the blue catfish invasion. Its impact on the blue crab is going to be akin to, what is it, Parvo and DSX or whatever, DMX or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about Dermo and MSX, yes.
Dermo. MSX, okay, whatever, for the oyster population, it's going to be that big a deal in reducing numbers at harvest.
Yeah, so it will be.
We all agree that, you know, that something needs to be done quickly because they've spread, they're an aggressive predator. This is not some little channel cat that's hanging out on the bottom for the most part.
That's right.
Okay, well, I appreciate you.
You're right. Thank you. I mean, what's your solution?
There's going to have to be state intervention and massive biologic projects where, for instance, pheromone or some clever way of tracking these by the hundreds of tons per week easily. We need to be in the multi-thousand ton yield, whether it's turned into cattle feed, fertilizer, whatever. They need to try to, you know.
Well, that's what, that's byproduct stuff, and that's already being done. That's already being done. We only eat the fillets, okay? The fillets coming off of either side of a catfish leave a massive frame. The bone structure, the head alone is, you know, what a quarter of the weight of that fish. You know, so that byproduct is already being utilized.
Okay, and again, meanwhile, the harvest statewide or baywide, I think it is, is around 2,500 tons. If they can, and, you know, government intervention, and I'm basically a free market guy, but in this case, you could need to be in the tens of thousands of tons yield or harvest to simply try to rid the bay and keep it, you know, almost like a lamprey project where it's going to have to be maintained year to year. And I appreciate your time. And, you know, we agree.
We do agree, but how do we get there with the budget shortfall that we have right now in the state of Maryland? We had a surplus, now we have a budget shortfall. How do we dedicate money to blue catfish other than public awareness? I publish a magazine, I've been doing it for 13 years, called Maryland Loves Crabs. I publish another magazine called Big Ass Fish with a focus on invasive fish, okay? You approach the people that have the funding to advertise what they're doing with the blue catfish, what are their projects, and we do that. We do whatever public information is available, we put out there. But when we say, you know, what kind of advertising program do you have? What do you want to say? And they say, oh, well, we don't have a budget to run, you know, the $500 ad. I'm like, okay, give me a break. You know, we're each intent. Go ahead.
Okay, here's my suggestion. Make it a voluntary, addition or donation, if you will, to one of the fishing licenses. And meanwhile, you don't want to make it a mandatory thing, or maybe you do. Meanwhile, early on, just ask the people, do you want to pay $5 for a dedicated donation to the blue catfish eradication or management fund. And if it was offered to me, I would say, sure, put $5 on my license.
Okay. Kind of like farmers and hunters feeding hungry for the deer.
Right. And meanwhile, this, you know, dedicated and carefully managed that all of those donations, if you will, that $5, $2, whatever it may be, goes 100% towards blue catfish management.
Interesting concept. Interesting concept.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you. Great show.
Have a great day. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well, let me tell you something. Spurry's Tire Service, been around. I talked to my daughter the other day. She just put four tires on her SUV from, guess where, Spurry's Tire Service, right up the street. Great, great people. And they're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where all the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Our farmers that are listening, they know this as well. Garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer, you own an ATV, any kind of trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, any kind of ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they have the technology. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Visit their website, too, spurriestire.com. That number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. You know, Bell Creek Equipment, they're having their open house today. They're in Preston. They're having their open house today and deals for the whole family and fun for the kids with baby goats. And the Caroline County Humane Society is going to have adoption dogs there. There'll be food and refreshments. You can browse the many tractors, the mowers, the UTVs, and the accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, including that new Mossy Oak tractor. That's right, a completely detailed Mossy Oak Gamekeepers Traffic. Be the first on your block to have one of these limited editions. TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, Exmark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs and UTVs. The new Ventrac, Husqvarna Power Equipment and Echo Equipment. There'll be factory reps there, too. Financing is available. And there's a three-point hitch equipment as well, like Tar River Tillers. This thing is something. Ironcraft and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm or for your home or for your food plot or for hunting club, that's right, brush hogs and all, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment open house today. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927-21927 Dover Bridge Road. That's in Preston, Maryland. Call 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. That number, Bell Creek Equipment again, 410-673-2700. Robin and I will be stopping by this morning on our way to our grandson's first T-ball game. Maybe we'll see you there. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash,
get to the battery warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down.
All right. That's right, Johnny. Sing it, baby. Talking about the end times, isn't he? How about that? 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you stop by and see the your favorite president the other day?
I boycotted that issue.
No, you did. You boycotted.
Really? I just want to. I'm excited to see if he's going to put one or two tracks across railroad, you know, the
railroad, yeah,
our new bridge or what?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I like how he took credit our people. I don't know that it's his people, our people, or whatever, but
You're talking about his Corps of Engineers and those his people?
Yeah, right. You know.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, when they woke me up the other day, and I immediately started to contact our people. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You know.
Yeah.
Alan, how does everything that happened in our world revolve around our president, our government? The guy's
running for re-election. He's got to take as much credit for as much stuff as possible.
He's got to grab everything he can.
Yep.
Grab everything he can. So.
Yep, you're right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Look, I was glad to see him show. Well, kind of glad to see him show up for, you know, to support the people that work there.
Exactly.
You know, we got a lot of hardworking people that are out of work right now, and it's sad. You know, I hope that there's going to be some help and relief for them. That's the main thing that I'm concerned about.
Well, when they get that all that debris, when they get those channels opened up again, at least for the. You know, the cargo ships being able to get in and out of there. Well, that'll
be a lot. That'll be a help.
That'll take off a lot of the.
Yeah. You know, I looked down. I came across the bridge yesterday. I looked down the bay, and normally you'll see about, I don't know, anywhere from 15 to 20 cargo ships, you know, stacked up down below the Bay Bridge. You know, they're pretty easy to spot. And
yeah.
I looked over and I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And there were six cargo ships sitting there, and I thought, man, you know, the word has gotten out across the world. You know, they're just not here.
Yeah.
They're just not here. They're not going to be able to do what they need to do. So.
Well, when they get it cleaned up, it'll all be good. And,
yeah.
And
I don't know if you saw this, but they did recover. They did recover one of the other workers' bodies the other day.
Yeah,
yeah they. That's a positive thing. So,
absolutely. I mean, that brings closure, and for what it could be, but that's a good thing. I did not hear that.
Yeah, that would be the third guy. So, five out of eight are accounted for now, which is sad, but it's good for the, like you said, for the family and so forth. So.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you talking earlier. I didn't catch all the conversation. You were on the Blue Cats again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The market is not. I think it is around 20.
Yeah, 20 cents a pound. Yep.
There's a family in Middle River. These are true watermen, and I think I've mentioned them a couple past. Shows that these guys, yes, they're long lining these things, and it is a winter fishery for them.
Yep.
And these guys, I mean, these guys got the market and the know-how to catch these things. I don't know their enthusiasm because of the price. I'm sure they're targeting something right now because that's their livelihood.
Right.
But I know they actually use large nets and net carp out of the mouth of a back river, and this is how big these people are. They got the buyer comes down from New York to pick these carp up from them. So they're in a multi. Species. I mean, their main gig is crabs,
right?
But it's interesting to see how the market dictates what people want,
and yeah,
with anything, it's you got the person catching, but then you need the person to go to the, you know, the
go buy them. Yeah.
And that was kind of the deal. Remember we talked about the snakehead, the name.
Listen.
We were talking about the name, you know, still Gibby Seafood. Calling it Chesapeake Grouper.
Now they're calling it.
And then
now
they adopted another name.
I believe the General Assembly has passed the legislation that was submitted to rename these fish Chesapeake Channa and Patuxent Fish.
Well, whatever, you know.
Patuxent.
Name says a lot.
Would you like some Patuxent Fish? Well, what's it taste like? It tastes like snakehead. Never mind.
Yeah. So,
would you like some Chesapeake Channa?
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah.
Snakehead. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. But marketing is a huge part of fish. I mean, I heard you mention rockfish.
Yeah.
In my last year with my commercial fishing, it starts off real hot in June.
Right.
And I'm going pretty good on price. It usually starts off at $16 to $18 a pound for fillets. That's the,
right. Right.
The skin on.
Right.
Alan, by the end of the season, by the end of the year, we were struggling to get $12 a pound.
Yeah.
So it's all, a lot about marketing, a lot about how much is out there, how much product. But
let me ask you this question. This is just an opinion. This is just an opinion of Lee and Alan. Should the Maryland Department of Agriculture be in charge of marketing Maryland seafood?
I don't see that. You know,
okay.
Alan, that's the thing. There's too many hands in the pot, and I'm assuming once you get them involved, you know, there's an additional fees and.
Well, hang on there, buddy. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side.
Okay.
All right, just hang on. We're up against the clock, unfortunately. Good show this morning, folks. We appreciate the calls. We're at 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number if you would like to get online now for the next hour. There's the music, however, so if you got to go, get out, stay out, stay safe. Make sure you consider your family, love on them a little bit this weekend, and love the Lord.